In Lebanon this Sunday, a pro-Western coalition faces off in parliamentary elections against a coalition led by the Shiite Muslim movement Hezbollah. Hezbollah and its Christian allies are expected to make some small gains and possibly win a slim majority in the government. Well, for more on the Lebanese election and what it could mean for the U.S., we're now joined by Paul Salem from Beirut. He's director of the Carnegie Middle East Center there. Paul Salem, first tell us about the two big groups that are vying in this election, beginning with the one that currently is in power.
The group that's currently in power is known by the name of a demonstration that took place a few years ago. It's called the March 14 group. It's made up of a large Sunni Muslim group led by Saad al-Hariri, who is the son of the Prime Minister Rafi al-Hariri, who was assassinated in 2005. That's the main Sunni group in the country, very close to Saudi Arabia and the United States. In that coalition as well is the Progressive Socialist Party, which is the Druze party, a Druze community led by Walid Jumblatt, who was very close to the U.S. and Saudi Arabia and has been moving somewhere towards the middle in Lebanese politics. Then the third group in this coalition is a group of Christian parties and leaders allied in this coalition and close to the U.S.
And the opposition movement, the one that Hezbollah is part of, which is currently actually in coalition with March 14th, I gather is known as the March 8th movement.
That's right. It's known as the March 8 movement because of a demonstration that happened several years ago on that date. It's made up of Hezbollah, which is the most influential player among them, the well-known Shiite political party as well as armed resistance movement. Also with them is the Amal movement, another Shiite party which is a bit more secular, and a very large group called the Free Patriotic Movement led by General Michel Aoun, and that is largely a Christian group.
Now, I guess if, from an American standpoint, this election is seen as defining Lebanon's orientation one way or the other, pro-Western or more pro-Syrian. Is that how the Lebanese see it? Is that or what are they voting about in this election?
Well, many of the voters do see it that way, and of course they're aligned largely in that sense, the voters of March 14 wanting to keep Lebanon away from Syrian and Iranian influence, the March 8 voters, many of them wanting to keep Lebanon away from American influence.
Let's say the March 8th coalition, the March 8th movement, does gain enough seats to form the next government. And let's say Hezbollah, as I gather it's assumed, would be the largest component of that coalition. What might be the consequences of Hezbollah being in that leadership role in Lebanese politics?
Well, Hezbollah, although it's the most influential member of March 8, it will only have a small share of seats in parliament or seats in government. Hezbollah is only fielding 11 candidates for the upcoming elections, and we have a parliament of 128, so they're not expected to have more than 11 seats in the parliament. Their allies will have more seats than they do.
If, in fact, Hezbollah is really not contesting that many seats in the parliament, how does one figure out how strong an influence Hezbollah is?
Well, Hezbollah is definitely the dominant influence in this March 8 coalition. It is also an armed group which is stronger than the Lebanese army. In clashes last May, this armed group took over the nation's capital and the army could do nothing about it. So the influence of this group is not in the number of seats that it has in parliament or in government. It's in its ability to impose its will. It has intentionally kept its numbers low in parliament and in government because it doesn't want to attract hostility from the West or give Israel more of a cover to attack it or to attack the Lebanese state of which it is a part.
Now, there's another dimension to this election, which is overseas Lebanese expatriates flying back, or I gather being flown back to Lebanon to vote. Who's doing it, and are so many coming over that it actually could influence the results?
Well, many thousands are being flown back, and they're being flown back by both coalitions. Both coalitions have a lot of financing, probably coming from Saudi Arabia and Iran. And these expats who are flying in might decide the vote in some of the races. Some of the races are indeed very close and could easily be swayed with 100 votes one way or the other. Lebanon is a very small country, and the districts we're talking about are very small districts where a few votes might indeed swing one of the races one way or the other.
Well, Paul Salem of the Carnegie Middle East Center in Beirut, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.